Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 3.
Yeah.
Of Girls Stand Up.
3, take 2.
3, yeah. We recorded an episode, we recorded this episode, oh God, was it like 3 weeks ago?
It's like almost a month, yeah.
And we were just like, no, this isn't it.
We were kind of like all over the place.
We just had no structure, yeah. No schedule to it. But we're back. We have our notes in front of us. We're ready to go. We also took a bit of a sabbatical because it's that time of the year.
Yeah, like exams and everything.
Oh my God.
Just did not have the time.
No. Who does? Oh God, no. But there's like 3 weeks now before summer. So we're going to try get this episode and 2 more out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, like we did say we'd upload one before Easter and just didn't.
We lied.
So,
yeah. We lied. Okay, so this week's episode is kind of going to be asking, it's going to be, why do we go above and beyond for men who
don't care
about us?
Yeah.
Some of the questions we're going to be attempting to answer are, yeah, why do we go above and beyond for men who don't care if we live or die? Why do we accept the bare minimum? Kind of examining the I can change him mentality and like how we romanticize people we like without actually knowing them and putting them on pedestals.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, like the pathetic things we've done as well for attention, specifically from male attention.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be getting deep into giving our own kind of opinions
and our theories.
Yeah,
we have a lot.
Okay, so I think without further ado,
Let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get straight into it. So the first thing I think we wanted to talk about was like how social media like enables a lot of us to give into the this insanity and do stupid and pathetic things for their attention. It's like,
it's an accessibility thing,
yeah,
I think.
Because if you think about it, like back in like our parents, when our parents were dating each other, like the only time did they
write letters?
Yeah. Well, okay, maybe not letters, but like the only time that they would like talk to each other is like ringing their parents' house,
yeah,
and like trying to get on the phone with them. Like, but like now it's, I can see, especially on Snapchat, you can see like where they are when they're last active.
At all times. Who they're with.
Yeah. You can literally see their Snap score
everything.
Going up if you want to.
Yeah.
There is no privacy on that. And
nope.
I feel like that enables the level of like stalking.
Because it gets to an obsession.
Yeah.
It like
exactly.
You have no,
it allows you to be obsessed.
Yeah. And I think that's what we were like kind of talking about this before, but we were saying like this accessibility is why people get so attached, because when you have this constant source where you can talk to people 24/7 and you know you always have access to them,
mm-hmm,
all the time, it really does like build up that connection, quote unquote connection,
yeah,
so quickly. But it's like, it's fake, it's not real.
Yeah exactly. And it's weird as well, like having that, like stalking, you're literally stalking.
It's stalking. It's stalking, like there's
like,
no
we've
other
all
way
done it.
Oh God, yeah. Oh God,
but, like,
yeah,
I know, in the sense that like it shouldn't be normalized.
No, but I think it's just like we've grown up with it, we know,
yeah, like, we know
nothing,
yeah,
else
exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So
like it actually, when you like just stop and think about that,
yeah,
it's a bit sick. Like,
and this kind of leads on to like the topic of like freezing your location, like which we talked about before on,
yeah,
the last episode, but no source needed. Go,
yeah,
listen if you haven't. And so like people will we will freeze.
Oh, look, we've all done it. Like,
just own up to
we've
it.
We've all done it.
Like, freezing your locations, like, around their house or, like, in their area, to make them think that you're nearby.
Like, or, like, making them think that you, like, have a life and you're not on your phone 24/7. We are. I'm sorry. No one, like, people who don't, like, reply for hours on end to me, I'm, like, 90% of those people are on their phone. It's,
yeah,
deliberate. Because no one is not on their phone,
like,
these days.
2 or 3 hours, that's okay. But if you're,
at work and stuff, yeah,
for, like, 18 hours,
you're lying. You're lying.
This, like, I'm losing interest.
It,
like,
pisses me off so much because I'm, like, if you don't want to talk to someone, just snob them.
Literally.
Just snob
literally
them.
I would so much rather be left on open than left on delivered.
It's like, it's the unknown.
Yeah, like being left unopened, like the ties have been cut, like it's fine, they don't want me. But if you're undelivered and then they like text you back
every day or two.
Yeah.
I was talking
like
to this.
They're keeping you like.
They're keeping you
hanging
like.
On by a,
on a thread.
Because they know that you're going to answer.
Mm. I was talking to this guy once for a while, and it genuinely, like, I would get a text from him once a day. And I was like, every time I saw a notification, I was like, like, I was insane. It's embarrassing.
I remember once, actually, do you know, like, back in the days when we used to send streaks?
Oh, yeah.
I had broken up with my boyfriend of, like, third year, fourth year? I can't, sometime around then. So it doesn't really count. I don't count it as, like, a proper relationship because it literally wasn't. We only saw each other in school.
In school, yeah.
Anyway, so after, like, we broke up, I, like, used, like, you know, the Snapchat Photoshop thing. So I, like, cut out... an Air Force, like a picture of an Air Force, and like photoshopped it into the corner of my streaks so that like it would look like I was with like a boy.
Aiden, you're fucking insane. Like,
yeah, but it worked.
You know what? Like, yeah.
He said it to me afterwards. He's like, who's the guy that you were with the other day? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, no one.
It was literally just me in my garden by myself. Me and Snapchat. Snapchat Photoshop. But anyway, yeah, like, how would that make someone like you more?
Because you're creating this, like, fake persona of yourself that you, you're making out to be this cool, like, don't care, like, whatever kind of vibe. Yeah. Nonchalant is the word I was looking for. Exactly. And
but, like, what nonchalant girl spends 13 hours on her phone?
That's why you freeze your location.
Yeah.
I had to turn off my screen time on my phone because, but to be fair, like, I was just looking at it, I was like, this makes me feel so bad. Like, it does more harm than good.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. So.
Okay.
I think that's kind of Snapchat and social media.
Should we read out some confessions?
Yeah, actually.
Let me pull them up. That's what all the noise was. I was trying to get my phone.
We had a time reading most of these.
No, because we got so many and they were just like, they got progressively worse. Worse and worse and worse.
Oh, they started bad, but somehow managed
to get worse.
So bad.
Oh my God, like, are we okay? Are we all okay?
Honestly,
the answer is no. I blame this on our frontal lobes not being developed. And that's okay.
Dude, there's one about,
if we're going on the theme of like social media, Snapchat and stuff. Made my sister drive past his house so my location would be there. And then I deleted Snapchat.
like, you know, you can just freeze your location. Wait, doesn't your location just like, it stops sharing it automatically if you delete the app, like, so you're not even going to come up.
Oh my God, it does, because location services are turned off. Oh no. That was so pointless.
And also, what's he gonna do? Is he gonna say, oh my God, she's outside my house?
If anything, it's
he's gonna be like, what the fuck?
Okay. No. So we have like freezing locations and stuff, but there's also that aspect of like, once again, going back to creating that like fake persona of yourself. One of these was bought a t-shirt with his favorite brand on it and posted a pic of me wearing it.
I actually can't, like, and he probably didn't even view the story then.
Probably not.
Because they really, like, if a man is being distant and if he's not showing any attention and you have to buy a t-shirt of his favourite band and post a picture of you wearing it,
at that point it's too late. It's too late.
No offense, he does not care if you listen to the same music as him. There's another one along the same lines as that where it was like, I bought tickets to see his favourite band or something. Yeah, I bought tickets to see his favourite band that I don't even listen to, brought my mom to see them with me and posted a picture on my story. He liked the story, but I didn't know I listened to him. Listen to them.
I have no words.
Like, I just, I just feel like...
Because that's not even like...
You're spending money.
That's a waste of time and money.
On concert tickets. To go see a band that you don't even like.
Bringing your mom?
Yeah, like you're dragging your poor mom into this.
Your mom probably has better things to be doing. Leave her out of this. Like, protect her peace.
Yeah, but it's again, it's just creating a fake persona so that he'll like you more. But realistically, so I was thinking about this today. Realistically, he won't care if you listen to the same music as him or not.
That's like, the thing.
Obviously, you have stuff in common, but like if he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you. He's not gonna think, oh my god, she listened to this band.
Let me marry
She's
her.
She's the one
yeah.
for me.
Like if you're at that point where you have to go out of your way to do so to get
Spend
his attention,
money.
It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Just let it go. Cut it off.
But that's what we're trying to answer. Why do we do these things?
I think it stems from like a place of. There's obviously an insecurity there where it's like, I have to change this about myself for him to like me more. And but realistically, it's not about you. It's about him.
Mm.
And like, I just feel like if he's not actively showing interest in you, you shouldn't have to beg for his attention or chase him because that's embarrassing. And it never works out well because men are like, men see things in like black and white. Like, women, like, read into everything, okay?
There's a grey area, yeah. But for men...
It's like, he doesn't like you, and he will show that by not showing you attention. And if you think, oh my god, he's leaving me undelivered for this time, he's just trying to make me chase him. Like, no, he just does not like you.
Because if we do that, it's for a purpose. Like, if you leave someone undelivered, you do it for a reason.
Yeah.
We're not the same. Not the same. I think as well, when you know so little about someone, you're like, oh my god, they're so mysterious. I want to get to know them. I want to be the one to... It's like a challenge almost.
Yeah.
Do you...
Yeah, no, I get... Yeah, you kind of... You fill in the blanks in your head.
Yeah. You create this...
You create...
Persona.
Yeah. Like, I get really delusional sometimes. Like, I would actually... Like, if I was talking to someone, I would, like, completely, like, just get away with my imagination. Just, like, imagine, like, scenarios of us together and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like... This is never going to happen.
No.
You don't even know what he speaks like. You don't
no.
even know what he talks like.
No.
So why
if you don't know his middle name, you should not be fantasizing about him. I was actually talking about this with someone recently, and it was like, you genuinely go off into like a fairy tale land.
You really do.
And you start like, because you're projecting your own like, do you remember in our seminar when we did reparative reading?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's kind of like this. You project your own insecurities onto them because you want them to be the one to fix you.
Wait.
Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense.
Wait, no, that was too much words for me to process.
So basically, like, you want a man... You feel, I don't know... lonely and unloved or whatever, and you in your head you project those, like, because that's an insecurity, and you project it onto this like person that you know nothing
that
about.
He's gonna give
you create those qualities in him.
He's
repairs
you.
Reparative reading, do you remember? We did it in the seminar.
I do know.
That's it. Does that make sense?
No, it does, definitely. I just feel like if you're feeling that way, you need to work on yourself,
you
babe.
Need to do some journaling.
I'm saying this like I wasn't like in this position like 2 weeks ago.
No.
Actually, that kind of leads us on to a fun story that I have.
Okay.
So something really ironic happened. So I know that our podcast name is Girl Stand Up, and girl... One of the girls got stood up. Girls. Yeah, so that was a really horrible joke. Anyway, I got stood up. And, like, okay, so I just think that...
Can we share the connection? This person has been discussed on this podcast previously. I'm all for doxing him.
Okay, well, okay, let's not say...
Not the name, but...
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to give his full address and I want everyone to show up at his house tonight at 8 p.m. sharp and we're all going to egg his house.
Egg his house. Egg his house.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Throw gay flags at him.
No. So I had...
I hope everyone got that reference.
I had this man blocked, right, on, like, everything except WhatsApp, okay? Had to leave, you know, the line communication open somewhere.
You don't.
And basically, he started texting me again. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. But I clarified some things about him. And I thought, you know, maybe this is... Maybe I just overreacted. You know the way you gaslight yourself and you're like, oh no, like.
But I think you knew in your head because you also didn't, you kept this secret.
Yeah.
We were in the lock like 2 weeks ago and Aideen was like, I'm kind of romantically involved. And I said, oh, go on. Tell me. And she said, oh, you don't know him. And I was like, oh, really?
I literally lied.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to tell you because I knew you were going to kill me. But like rightly so because you ended up, you know. Anyway, I should have trusted my gut.
Yeah.
So we started talking again and he was like saying all like, you know, I feel
the
like
stuff you wanted to hear.
Exactly. You should never trust a man also if he tries to make plans with you, like for the future, like going to bring you to Krakow.
He's lying.
If he's going to bring you, like we're going to go on a holiday together, he's fucking lying to you. Especially if it's in like the first like week or two of... like talking, whatever. Anyway, so I had him blocked anyway on everything. I should have just kept him blocked, but no. He persuaded me to unblock him, and basically, he started being really dry. And I knew at the that I was like, "Fuck!" Like I should have just like kept him blocked. Like honestly, like this is no point in getting my hopes up. But anyway, so I started to get kind of distant and like leave him undelivered because I was just like, I can't be bothered with this. I feel like I'm back in sixth class.
Yeah.
With like, why you blank snapping me like you're 20 years of age? Do you know what I mean?
Let's not.
Yeah, like that's so embarrassing. Anyway, so I left him undelivered for like a whole day, whatever. I was like, I'm done. Just like lost all interest because if you're not going to text me and be interesting, I'm going to lose interest. Like, why am I wasting my time wondering when you're going to text me back?
It's that thing. It's like keeping you like hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
And like you jump at the like first sign of interest.
The like potential of it all. You're like, oh, maybe. But like, no.
It's mysterious. It's mystery.
Yeah.
It's glamorous. But it's not glamorous.
So anyway, then he double texted me like in chat and was like, so what's the story about tomorrow? And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, what's happening tomorrow? And he was like, what are we doing? And I was like, you can make the plan because I am not. Because also, he's cancelled on me, like, a few times before. And I should have known. I'm actually, like, kicking myself.
No, but you can't say that because you...
Yeah, because I thought... It had been months since we talked. So I was like, oh, maybe he actually wants to...
And you wanted to see the best in him. And you were willing to give him...
He told me he liked me, so I assumed that he liked me.
Well... Like, You can never trust a man unless they're until you're at the altar and you're marrying them. You can never
even then always keep your guard
always
up.
Always never trust a man down. never
So he made the plan and was like, I'm gonna meet you at like 7 or 8 tomorrow whenever I'm like finished in the gym or whatever, and you know, we can go out or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Fine. What have I got to lose? It's a date.
It's just a little evening.
Yeah, little evening. Yeah. Who knows? So I like went out of my way, got ready. You know the way you would for a date. Like you shower, you do your tan. You put a bit of effort in because you don't.
And everything
like,
showers a workout.
It is.
You like, put the time and the effort
pass
in.
Out when I came out of that shower. But anyway, so it was 7 o'clock. Came along. And he hadn't replied in like 2 hours, and instantly I was like, yeah, I smell a rash. And I'm like, this isn't going to go well.
Something is not right here.
So I texted him, I double texted him. I don't care, because I was like, I'm like, I need an answer. And I was like, what's the story? And I was left undelivered for another, like, I want to say hour.
And you were supposed to have met at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like either 7 or 8. And then at 8 o'clock, still no answer. And I texted him on WhatsApp. I was like, would be nice if he texted me back, because he was online. Like, I actually don't care. No one is not on their phone from 7 to...
They're not.
9 p.m. or 6 to 9 p.m. without being on. Like...
It's a lie.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So he basically texted me on Snapchat then and said, I'm in the gym. It was like 8:30 at this stage. And
like no explanation.
I packed up my things.
Because you had waited around until that point as well.
I had, yeah. But like, to be fair, I was getting work done and stuff as well. But I was just like, I am not waiting around for this. I packed up my stuff, I got in my car, and I drove home. I did have a bit of a rage moment.
But like, of course.
Amy rang me afterwards, and I was literally fucking raging. But like, not even because of him, but literally because do you think that you can disrespect me that much?
It's the disrespect. It's like the audacity to just like think you can treat people like
and
this.
And like, by texting him again and saying, like, by double texting him, I was giving him the opportunity to say, listen, I'm not going to make it tonight. Listen, I'm too busy. I'm sorry that I have to cancel tonight. Like, I was giving him that opportunity, but no, he just says, I'm in the gym. And I said, you're the one. I didn't say this now. I just left him undelivered. I was like, you are the one who fucking made the plan.
You're the one who chased me.
You're the one who made
me
unblock you. Yeah. You're the one who told me, it was like spouting all this shit to me. But honestly, I'm kind of used to it at this stage, being lied to. So
that's so disappointing.
Yeah, no, it's so, I just don't get my hopes up about anything anymore. Yeah. So I just drove home. I said, goodbye. You are being left undelivered for the rest of eternity.
Is he still undelivered?
Yeah, he is.
I would have blocked.
No, see, I blocked him like 3 times before, so I like can't do that again. So
don't
I'm
care.
I'm undelivered, and I literally just don't care. Like, you're dead to me. But it's just like, not even that. It's so disrespectful, and it's so like rude. And I was talking to my cousin about this as well, and she said that she went on a few dates with this guy, but he kept being really flaky. And I think it was like they're supposed to meet up on like the 3rd day, and he kept saying all this stuff like, "Oh, I can't wait to go see your band perform and all this," and he like would never go.
Yeah.
And then she organized a date with him, and then it was like an hour before the date, and he was like, "Oh, sorry, I'm not gonna make it. Like, it just doesn't suit me today." Like, you could have texted her that in the morning.
But you know before that, like,
it's just so disrespectful, I think, to do that to someone, especially to a girl who has, you know, you tend to get your hopes up, like, and they know that they're stringing you along. They know what they're doing, like, so,
I think going forward and like lessons learned from this is that like,
go with your gut.
Yeah. And if you're seeing people at the very start when they're acting like this, that behavior is not going to change.
Yeah. I'm delighted it happened, because now I'm just like, imagine you've been cut off, you know, and like the riff off.
Yeah.
Like, you've been cut off.
Because like, imagine if this was like 2 months down the line, you were actually seeing each other. Then you start getting ghosted.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I like to be the one doing the ghosting.
Yeah.
I like to have
Thank
the
you very much.
Okay. So that was kind of a...
Yeah. But I think that comes back to like believing the best in them. And it's like blissful ignorance kind of.
Yeah. And you kind of like... But like, also, it's not my fault that I got my hopes up. Because he was literally spreading all this shit to me. Oh.
They're top tier gaslighters.
They're the ones creating the fake personas.
Do you think in like they have some secret class in school where they teach men how to gaslight, like in woodwork or something? Like, that's like typically boy orientated.
Woodwork is code for a gaslighting class.
But like, I remember in my first year, I did metalwork in first year just for fun.
Just to be the girl that did metalwork.
Yeah. And I remember there was like 4 girls in my class, and my metalwork teacher made a joke about how the 4 girls in the class were dishwashers. If they're being taught stuff like that from the age of 12, 13, what are they going to change? It's a societal problem. It's the patriarchy. It's literally, it all comes down to the patriarchy. Like, what do you mean, like, I'm a dishwasher?
When in doubt, just blame the patriarchy.
I'm sorry, like, what is not a result of a direct result of the patriarchy? Yeah.
That's so true.
You know?
That's so true. Okay, so I think we should get on to our next topic.
Yeah.
Of just being pathetic in general. So someone...
Being pathetic. In general.
In general, yes.
Yeah.
Someone submitted this and said that they comforted a man while he cried because he cheated on her. So what do we think about that?
A lot of these confessions are like this, and like being their support system, believing everything they say, mothering them. One of them was cleaned up his vomit at 4 a.m. on a random Wednesday after a night out might be his favourite.
Like, you're really stepping in as a mother there by cleaning up his vomit. That is so disgusting.
Like, this is why men never mature, because they go from being mothered by their mom to being mothered by their girlfriend.
See, I want to say that I would never do that, but also, if I was at the level of obsessed that you can be, I would it is probably something I would consider.
But would you say that that's being obsessed? Or if imagine if this was one of your friends. You would clean up their vomit.
Of course.
Because it's like, it's how
it's
you're
just
supposed
like a nice
to act.
Thing to do.
Wait, maybe I take back everything I'm saying. Like, this is actually the way you're supposed to act. Men are just.
But also, if it's just someone that you're like casually seeing, well, no, I'd still probably like at least help them do it.
Like, because you look after them, because these are people you're with. This is what you're supposed to do, no?
Yeah.
Well, no, to be fair, actually, some of these are like, some of these I would not. There was one of them.
The vomit one's like not really a good example, but there was one about the sink.
Offer to unclog his minging clogged sink and take out the bin so he'd like me.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Disgusting. I'm assuming these are like bins in a student house as well.
Yeah, like I'm going to generalize here, but like many men like cannot clean up after themselves.
No.
And you know what, like, one of my biggest ick is when like their mom like changes their sheets for them. Like, what do you mean you can't change your sheets every week, every 2 weeks?
It's vile.
What do you mean you can't strip your bed and put it in the washing machine and make it again?
Because they've never been told to.
Yeah.
They've never been like in an environment where they had to.
I'm looking for a man that can change his own sheets.
Please. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Yeah. I actually, like, sometimes I think about, like, imagine going into a house on College Road that's full of boys.
Mm.
I think I would throw up the minute I stepped in the door.
Yeah.
And what?
I went to my friend's house last year, who was a boy, and he was living with like six other boys as well, and like their bins were fucking overflowing, just everything was just disgusting, and I couldn't wait to get out of that, like,
even like the floor horrible. There's crumbs everywhere,
like your shoes are sticking to the ground.
If there's one thing that I can't stand, it's a messy floor. I hoover my room like every 2 days. I hoover the bottom of my slippers.
I'm after becoming a bit of a clean freak as well myself. Maybe it's because I have nothing else to do.
No, it's not. It's a genuine like hygiene.
I love having my bed made as well. Like, it's a genuine.
You can't not make your bed.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, we're getting
we're going
carried away here.
I really like a lot of it. Buy a man dinner. Oh, never.
Yeah, especially if it's someone like I have to admit I've done that once, because he told me that he forgot his wallet, even though he's literally like,
who was this?
A millionaire.
Oh yeah, he told me
he forgot his wallet, and like this man now is like has no shortage of money.
But if he has a phone, he has Apple Pay.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a liar.
So I had to like whip out the cash that like my only cash for, because I like didn't have a job at this stage as well. So I was like paying with like pocket money, and I had to pay for dinner, and I'm like, why? Like, oh, that is so,
it's
pathetic of me. I should have just said no. Like,
I'd actually rather starve.
And he brought me to this really expensive restaurant as well.
He brought you there?
Yeah, he was like, oh, let's go here, and I was like, oh, what's this place? And I told my mom we went there, and she was like, that place is so expensive. And I was like, I know, like, this is a place with like by the seafront with like a grand piano. There's like a person playing the grand piano like in the window.
How much,
like,
did dinner cost you?
I can't remember, but I just remember being like, I remember not caring, because I was like, oh my god, he's gonna think I have money now, and he's gonna like actually like me more, like.
And when did he tell you that he forgot his wallet? Like towards the end or at the start?
It was when we were gonna
when you were getting the bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, you did not forget your wallet.
That's sick.
Yeah. That's but there's also a few about that. Like, someone said that they paid for their car insurance deposit. Why would you? And you didn't get the money back, by the way. I did some research on that question.
Car insurance for people who don't drive. My car insurance. This is my third year paying my own car insurance, and it was $1,200, and that's off my ends having no claims.
Who are you with?
I don't. No, I'm not going to say in case ring me off and they're like.
No, they'll give you a discount. Just dox them. No, don't. Sorry.
No.
Mine was like 1900 when I started.
Mine was 21 when I started, and like I was lucky enough that my mom and dad paid for it because I bought the car. Like I had no money left. Yeah. None. Car insurance is not a joke. It's not.
It's so expensive. Like, why would you... Oh, if a man said to me, oh, I'm just stuck for my car insurance deposit, I'd be like, oh, get it. Don't be fucking asking me.
Like, because a deposit as well, that's the bones of €500.
Yeah, that's minimum, just, I would say. Like, going above and beyond for, like, no reason.
It's the way as well that they just think, like... I think as well that shows what they think of you.
Yeah.
Because they know you're going to give it to them.
Yeah.
Like, they just keep you hanging on.
They really do. I think as well, like, when you're that obsessed with someone, like, it doesn't really matter how badly they treat you. It's like you can look past that and accept that rather than face the thought, face being alone. Because you think alone. That being treated that badly is better than being alone, which it's not.
And I think as well, if you get into a relationship or, like, a situationship, yeah. I suppose, at our age, we're still... You know, we're still being molded. Our frontal lobes are not developed. Mm-hmm. When you have the thought in your head that this is what love is supposed to be,
yeah,
it's very hard for you to realize, like, it's not.
Are you, like, dumb down your personality and, like, make you seem like you're kind of less...
You, like, dilute yourself to fit so that, what they want.
Yeah, so they don't get, like, intimidated by you. And, like, you sacrifice your own... I suppose you sacrifice your own morals so that... Like, for them to, like you more.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
It's quite sad, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, we're so much better than this.
Actually, I remember before my debs, like, I... Okay, so I was, like... oh, so embarrassing. I was, like...
Just say it. Just say it.
So I was, like, obsessed with this man. And, like, all my friends know that it was, like... It was bad. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, he was literally treating me so badly, but still, I, like, fell in love with him, which is so embarrassing to admit.
But it's not because you were strung along.
Yeah,
you
but
were...
also, he did tell me he loved me as well. Yeah. So, like, it wasn't, like...
You know, it's not that you're coming up with these feelings out of nowhere. Yeah.
So, anyway, one example that I have is I think it was, like, 2 nights before my debs, he sent me a picture at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning with... And he was, like, driving, like, with another girl. And, like, put two and two together there.
Yeah.
And I, like, cried for, like, hours. But I said nothing because I didn't want to, like, him to be like, oh my god, she's crazy. And my sister was like, well, you can't really say anything either because you're not in a relationship. But I was like...
But you basically were. Like, yeah. You were doing all the things that...
Yeah, like, holding hands in public. Like, literally, all this kind of stuff.
Come on! Yeah. Like...
And then I actually feel like such a fucking fool. But whatever, I'm over it.
But it's like... You're not the only person this happened to. I know so many other people this has happened to, and it's where you're being used. Don't, like, I'm not saying this in a mean way. I'm just you're being used as a placemat. Like,
you really are. You really are. Exactly. And
until they see the one that they want come along, they'll take the next best thing.
And, like, you want to seem like this, like a cool chill girl. But, like, you end up hating yourself because of it, because you're suppressing who you really are.
You are! Like, you're making yourself into a doll.
Yeah, you really are.
That has no brains.
You can't be yourself around them because you're so afraid that they're going to, like, judge you or not, like, accept the real you.
Yeah. But then...
Which is so depressing.
But it's, like... It's just so tricky because they genuinely do tell you what you want to hear and act like you are, like, their actions say to you that this is going somewhere.
Yeah.
But that's not what's going on in their head.
Yeah. I think as well, they kind of recognize this kind of vulnerability that we have and take, and they the way they see that, they take advantage of that as well. And it kind of... They try and see how long it takes, how far they can go before you break, before you say this isn't good enough.
Yeah.
And I, like, it literally took me, like, a whole year to be like, this is actually horrible and I hate myself. And, yeah.
They're just trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
And that kind of goes, like, links in with, like, going along with things because it just seems easier.
Mm.
Or, like, because you don't want to seem confrontational.
What was one of the... One... covered with him for his brother when he stole my thong to try on, said I left it at his.
This one confused me so much. We were like trying to decipher what this meant for so long. So what we think it means is that he stole, so this guy stole her thong
to try on
and she his brother found it.
Yeah, and she said that she left it at his. Girl,
that's crazy.
Girl.
I love the bit about he tried it on. Like, that's just like, is he... okay.
Is he a bit... going for the other team? Like, what's going on here?
Also, if he wanted to buy a thong, just go into Penny's and get one for like $1.50.
$1.50.
There's no need to steal.
Actually, Penny's prices now are gone extortionate.
Yeah, they are.
You used to get three for three. Now it's like three for eight. What?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 3 for 5 or something. 3 for 8.
Maybe it was just the ones I got, but they were 3 for €8. And I was
no,
like,
I wouldn't be surprised,
ridiculous.
Though.
Ridiculous.
That's sick and twisted.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Next point. I also...
Oh, sorry.
You go.
So I thought this would be really interesting to bring up. This whole kind of... Like I said earlier about kind of... dumbing down your personality, but also just like playing dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone said that they purposely flattened their tire so that he would come and help me. Like I think a lot of people kind of romanticize the kind of damsel in distress kind of trope.
It's reparative reading.
Yeah, exactly. And I think some, like, I do this anyway, and me and my cousin were talking about this. Like sometimes I would like pretend to be less smart than I actually was, or like misspell words on purpose so that he would like actually like understand me and think that I was like relatable, but because they would feel intimidated if they knew that I was smarter than them or funnier, because men just like to be typically the superior,
better.
Yeah
they like kind of like treating you like it's almost like you're like infantilizing yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, doing, like, stupid things.
But, like, why the fuck would we do that? Like, it's setting feminism back.
It is.
It's setting us all back.
And it's literally, it's just feeding their ego.
Yeah, exactly.
And making sure that you're putting their happiness over your, what's the word? Your pride.
And they're going to think then that you're, like, so, like, dumb and easygoing that, like, they can do whatever they want to you, but... That should not be the case.
No.
So you should stand up for yourself.
Girl, stand up.
Yeah, girl, like, stand up. Stand up.
Stand up. I know it's easy to, like, it's easier for us to say it, but we've all been in a situation like this.
Yeah.
You have to learn from it, and you have to stop. Yeah. You have to stop, and you have to
recognize the signs.
Yeah.
And just accept that being alone is so much better than being with someone who makes you hate yourself.
Literally. Once you have the girls, you need no one else.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah, you need to appreciate your female friendships.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that are going to be there for you.
And put more focus on them.
They're the ones who are going to listen to you talk about your failed situationship over and over again.
Literally. Like, also, just don't get a boyfriend in college.
Yeah.
Just be single.
Okay, fine.
Oh, chill. Anyways.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay, so...
I also... This is, like, not a huge thing, but I also do feel like the media romanticizes being treated badly.
Yeah.
Like, a prime example, Nate Jacobs.
Oh.
No! No, Aideen!
No. He's scary. He's scary, but, like, Jacob...
When you put good-looking actors into roles like these, you're like,
Oh, yeah, I think it's, like, romanticising...
Even all the serial killer movies that have come out recently, like, putting Zac Efron as Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
You know?
But also, I think they did that on purpose because Ted Bundy was, like, supposed to be, like, an attractive man. Like, you wouldn't...
Was he, though?
I don't know.
He was not. Have you seen pictures of him?
I'm going to look one up right now.
He looks like a serial killer.
But we only know that now because we know that he's a serial killer now.
But would you look at him and be like, yeah, I'm going to get in his car?
No.
No. But I think he had charm as well.
Yeah. But also, this might contradict you small, but I think that it kind of shows that, they're... Just because someone's really good looking does not mean that they are a good person.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
That's an interesting point.
So, yeah.
I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
Sorry for just...
That's okay.
Completely contradicting you there.
That's okay. I am going to stick to my point, though, and I feel like what's the word? Toxic relationships are slightly romanticized. Like on TikTok, yeah. You know, the TikTok edits and stuff of, Nate and Maddie and things.
Yeah, he's so, the most toxic man. Arguably one of the most toxic men in...
cinema.
Yeah.
You know? And then putting him as Elvis as well in the new Priscilla movie.
Yeah, that was such a weird choice. Yeah. I still haven't seen it, but why is he playing... Why is he playing Elvis? But also Elvis was really toxic as well.
Yeah.
Elvis was not... From what I've read, Elvis was not a good person.
He was a manipulator.
Also, the way he died is so funny to me.
Explain.
He died of constipation. He died on the toilet.
What?
I think so. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong.
I'll look it up.
That was definitely
Hold on.
That's definitely not right, but I think... that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Isn't that so embarrassing?
As he forcefully attempted to defecate, his abdominal aorta was compressed, shutting down his heart.
You learn something new every day, don't you?
You really do. I don't know how we got here.
Me neither. How do we... We were Jacob Lordy.
Yeah.
I think we've kind of...
covered it.
We've kind of covered everything, yeah.
To conclude this presentation, don't trust men. If they even just speak to you, I would say take it with a pinch of salt.
Literally, if they say they like you, they probably don't.
If they say hello, they probably mean goodbye. They're liars.
If they say they want to take you on a date, they do not want to
date you. They don't want to take you on a date.
They're going to stand you up.
It has to be a bit sadistic.
No, I genuinely think that that's kind of psycho. That's
they get a kick off it. They get a kick off it. They're like, oh, yeah.
But also,
let me make this girl hate herself.
See, I'm so happy in a place now that I can just laugh about this.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this the other day. If I was him, I would actually be pissing myself. I'd be like, this is actually hilarious. I made this girl get ready. And now I'm not going to talk to her. What a prankster.
He's so silly and quirky, for real.
Frank Sinatra. It's a reference to New Girl. Winston calls himself Prank Sinatra.
I've never seen.
Oh, you should. I should watch it, but that's just so funny to me.
You know what?
Kind of respected. Kind of respected.
Okay, this is kind of gaslight gatekeep girl boss of you. Okay, period.
Yeah, I kind of think, I actually just think it's hilarious now. I'm not even angry about it.
So I feel like we've kind of covered it.
Yeah, I think we've addressed everything that we wanted to.
I think we've come to good conclusions as well. I feel like our last episode, we had no answers.
And we literally just said the confessions we didn't actually
No. No. But
discuss them.
Yes.
But listen, not every episode is going to be perfect.
So no, it's not. This is learning.
Exactly.
Game.
Exactly. We're learning as we go.
We are.
We're just girls.
I'm literally
but
just
also,
a girl.
Sorry, I hate that I said that because I kind of hate that kind of... We're just
You're dumbing yourself down again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're not just a girl. You are a strong, independent woman.
No. Well, you say it for, like, doing stupid stuff, but, like, men also do these stupid things.
Yeah. So I think, as a closing note, trust your gut.
Trust your gut. And don't put yourself down. For a man. Do you know how many of them are out there?
Yeah, literally. There's literally, like, millions. That's what One Direction said. A couple million in the whole wide world. Go find another one.
Period.
So, yeah.
Thanks so much for listening.
We hope you enjoyed.
Yes.
We're going to be way more active this week.
And hopefully the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, you have exams. I'm finished on Friday.
Well,
so.
I have two. So.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, we are. Psh. Yeah. Don't care. We're like, podcast, we are going out tonight. Important. We don't care. Don't care.
Okay, so.
Okay.
We will see you all next week, hopefully.
Yes. All right.